With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here. Jeff, good morning to you. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're great. Thank you for asking. Let's get right to something. And there's been a lot of questions on particularly social media. People call into the shows as well about Steeler training camp. And first thing, I guess, and I'll just let you explain what's going on. The Steelers, though, they can be taken out of the vortex in terms of who to blame if anybody's mad that the plans haven't been unveiled yet, right?
Yeah, this is primarily the Steelers want to go to Latrobe. They want to have as normal a training camp as they can at St. Vincent College. That is their plan. However, there is the NFL and their rules and what they decide is best with COVID. There is the players union. And of course, there are local guidelines that they have to deal with. So they have a plan in place to go back to Latrobe with not the same type of fan situation, but a somewhat normal fan setup, likely where the fans would only be able to be in the stands at the stadium. But there is stuff, like you said, there are things that they're waiting on, and people might think, oh, why don't the Steelers make it? It's really out of their hands. There are some decisions that they just can't make, and this is one of them right now.
Well, you know, I was willing to be understanding, I guess, Jeff, when they told the Cowboys they could still go to Oxnard for their training camp. And they start, they're permitted to report on the same day the Steelers are because they face each other in the Hall of Fame game. But then yesterday I see that the Ravens are going to have fans in their facility, not like in the offices, obviously, but where they have their practice facility, where they hold training camp. And so they have room for up to 1,000 people, they say. I don't know if they'll have that many or not, but that tells me that the NFL must have signed off on that. And now we're talking about not just another team that the Steelers are going to play in the first preseason game, but another division rival who's getting an opportunity to get ahead of the training camp curve. And it just, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me what the NFL may be looking at. I understand they want guys to maybe sleep in single rooms or more locker room space or things like that, but I would think the Steelers, who already have carte blanche, run of the place at St. Vincent when they're there.
Yeah, I think it's this. I think likely the NFL has given them their decision and probably a green light to go to St. Vincent. Now it's just a matter of the Steelers figuring out, okay, what all can we do and is it worth it? Obviously, again, this is what they want to do, but they want to formulate their entire plan. And they are notorious from our standpoint of waiting until they have all their ducks in a row to announce their decision, which in many ways is smart. They are not one normally to leak pieces of information. They'll just do the whole thing at one time. We'll find out here probably in a few days what they're going to do. But again, they want to go to Latrobe. They're just waiting to make sure they can do everything that they want to do there.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here, Fan Morning Show, our beat man for all seasons. All right, we shift gears. Lots of talk about the Kucherov play last night, the NHL semifinals. You see another superstar get hit with a play that's just a dirty play. Nothing comes of it, really. What's the NHL doing? I hate to sound like a broken record. I am. I don't even get upset with this anymore. It's almost come to be expected that they allow down-the-line players to take runs at good players, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so frustrating because you want the game to be bigger than it is. You want people to enjoy it. You want the casual sports fans to get into a game where they could watch talent on display. But what happens is that it ends up there's barbarism and they're allowed to be goons out there and they relish in it. That's the thing. Oh, it's playoff time. You got to be tough. You got to make a play. You got to, you know, do something to change the outcome of the game. Well, yeah, you could do that. You could score a goal. And I think there is one thing, too, that's misconstrued. You know, they say the referees need to let them play or the referees are deciding games. Well, I think a lot of the times it's really not that way. I don't think that the referees are deciding games. The players are deciding games by making stupid plays, and the referees are just enforcing the rules. It's not that the referees have an agenda to change the game. It's the league that is making this. It is not the referees. And unfortunately, there are too many people, and straight out, Brian Burke is one of them, that just believe in this Neanderthal hockey because that's the way they had it when they were kids, and they don't see the big picture, which is why a lot of times, you know, the NHL games don't draw more than video poker.
Yeah, and you know, you make a good point that there's plenty of blame to go around for this, Jeff, but I keep coming back to a league, and Craig Button talked about this on TSN's SportsCenter last night, about a league that is supposed to give away officiating assignments in the playoffs based on meritocracy. But you have a guy like Chris Lee, who's already made some questionable calls or non-calls in the Vegas-Montreal series, go over and officiate a game on Long Island last night, and he's standing there watching as Kucherov is cross-checked in the ribs
right. And
does nothing about it. That is one of two things there. One of two things we can conclude from that. Either A, the league doesn't really care about meritocracy. It's just they'll pick and choose who they feel like should be working the biggest games of the season. Or B, the league just doesn't care. They don't want these things to be called during the playoffs.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't want those things to be called because they could stop it. They could pull them out. They could talk to them. They could tell them you need to call more, but they don't. Again, the officials get the blame, and officials make mistakes. And I'm not saying all the officials are great, but the league controls the officials. And if they're not coming down on the officials for missing calls, then why would the officials change what they're doing? They wouldn't. It's on the league. It's not on these officials in all sports because the league controls the officials or should. And if they're not, then that tells you a little something about the league.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here. Jeff, before we let you go, what's on the website? What are we working on here? And what are people going to? And what do people have a thirst for on our website? Because I know that, you know, we take a look at the hits and you see that it's a place where a lot of people are going. What's moving on it? What are you working on?
You know what I wish I was doing is live streaming this golf match that's happening today.
Yeah.
That would be awesome, especially to put a little, like, pressure on these guys. You know, put a camera in their face and see how that goes. I'm working on a story on Cabrian Hayes and how he's dealing a couple of weeks now into being back and how he's dealing with the ebbs and flows. And also have a story about a couple of minor leaguers that we might see sooner than later. You could check that out at 937thefan.com.
Real quick, is O'Neill Cruz, have they found just to put him in right field and leave him there to be the best situation, or are they still bouncing him all around?
He loves it there. He's still playing short. In my opinion, what has to happen is Charrington needs to go down and tell him, listen, and he needs to be the bad guy. We're going to need an outfielder here really soon. Your bat is close to major league ready. We need to get you some reps in the outfield. It can't be the guys down there that have to deal with him potentially whining about it. It needs to be someone from the very top to tell him he needs to change. And I mean, I think it's enough. I mean, he's made 11 errors and we're 2 months into their season. It wouldn't work at the major league level.
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Beat man for all seasons.
Thanks, Jeff.
And again, all his great work, 937thefan.com. Let's dovetail a conversation in what he just said about, is Brian Burke a problem? Is that a problem in sports? Is when you have high-profile people saying, this should continue to happen. I mean, let's get into that call a little bit last night. What is truly the root of not wanting change? What is truly the root of it? Why won't it change? What is holding it back?
It's fear, isn't it? It's fear.
Let's talk it out. Yeah. Coming up next, we get into that. Jeff Schwartz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.